Hi, my name is Cheryl, and the video that I watched was the investigation of on the rocks. Basically, in the rocks video, the role of the teacher that I observed was there were two teachers, and one of the teachers did most of the questioning, while the other teacher was more of the assistant of the teacher. In the video, it was always one teacher that was concentrated in the questioning and the investigation. So the children only had to focus on one teacher. The use of the question that were asked in the video were more of open-ended questions. Some examples were like, what do they see underneath the rock? What do you think that you can see underneath the rock? And another example is, what do you think can make the color pink? There were use of graphic organizers in the video because such as writing down what they were going to do, what was investigated, and what the thought process of the children. For the process skills in the video, it was there were observing, comparing, predictability, and yeah. So when the children were asked to observe what they see during the field trip to see what the rocks can do, and they also did a comparison of the rocks, like the smaller rocks with the bigger rock, like what happens if they stack them up, will it fall, will it topple over. And for predictability, the teacher asked the children what will happen if they lift the rock up, what will happen if they take the big rock up, and they will tell them the consequences of it. Like for example, when they take the big rock up, they will see many tiny rocks. The provision of time and space is in the environment, in the entire process of investigating the rock, there wasn't an obvious time limit given to the children, and there was sufficient space given to the children as it was an outdoor area. The time limit for the investigation of the rocks, I suppose that that it's throughout a few days, because when they were painting the big rock, they took a couple of days, because they mentioned that the next day, what did they do on the first day, what did they do, and so on. The provision of the materials and resources were rocks, mainly rocks, paint, paper, markers, and basically what they can find in their surrounding that were related to rocks. The use of different representation to demonstrate children's understanding were mainly drawing, because they got the children to draw onto the big rocks, and it was showing their thought process, as well as they got the children to explain what did they think about some things about the rocks, about the investigation, with the teacher writing them down. One key learning was to allow children to actually go and see it by themselves, and to experience whatever it is. And one question I have about inquiry is more of the connection between the clarification with the investigation of the rocks.